Chapter 3.
Oh, Satan, these are Ursa's.
Fay hissed under her breath as her wide green eyes studied the monstrous beings.
They aren't just any kind of bears. These are far deadlier and aggressive. They come straight from the frozen realm of hell. Fucking fantastic. Fay, what do we know? You know how to control them, right? Remember how we tamed those dragons with Professor Evanora?
The redhead asked as she steadied her feet and kept them firmly planted in the snow.
We need to do the same thing.
Not everyone was present for that lesson, though. We need to go over it again for the others.
Yes, please.
Marina squeaked in a small voice.
I did not become a witch just to be turned into scraps of meat. Let's just get this over with, shall we? Fay, would you like to do the honors, or shall I? Do you remember everything Evanora taught you? We're waiting. You'd better do something soon. I can do it,
Fay said in a rushed voice as the bears took a couple steps closer.
I remember every detail. Now everyone follow my lead, and please pay close attention. First, you must find the one bear that you feel a deep connection with. Feel their presence and search for their energy, and whatever happens, do not let them sense any fear in you. They will be able to smell it on you like fresh blood. Noted.
Beatrix answered in a firm voice. We watched with wide eyes as the determined redhead took a small step forward, and without hesitation, we all followed her lead. All the bears growled ferociously as we edged closer toward them, but they made no sudden move to attack. As my eyes wandered over each beast, my gaze instantly fell upon the one in the middle. He was the largest out of the group, and his fur was as dark as night and glistened like a raven's feather. His ruby-red eyes studied me from head to toe as a deep growl resonated in his chest, and he dug his claws into the snow. When I felt his undeniable vigor, bloodlust, and feral power, I knew he was the one I would tame. The sudden bond was undeniable, strong and promising.
Now what? I think I found mine. Me too. All right, now keep your eyes focused on the one you've chosen.
Fay instructed in a firm voice as she raised her wand and aimed it at the animals.
Then, when you feel like you're deep inside their minds, say the words, Et erunt morietur. Remember, everyone has to say it at the same time, so we'll do it on the count of three, got it?
Yes. Yes. We answered in unison as we kept our wands steady.
Then on my mark, one, two, three.
Et erunt morietur.
We screamed at the same time. Blasts of orange light spurted from the tips of our wands and hit each beast straight in the chest. They roared and furiously shook their heads as the incantations hit their bodies. But even as they growled and thick, viscous drool spilled from the corners of their lips, not one of us took a step back or showed any signs of fear. Instead, we watched as the orange light crept through their hefty, furry bodies, like currents of lightning flowing through the open sky. Finally, the spell was complete. The animals all stood still and silent, and when Fay chuckled under her breath, I knew we'd succeeded.
Well done!
Sigrid's voice echoed in the air.
You are now bonded with these creatures for life, but you are not yet done. You still need to ride the beasts. Connect with them and navigate them through the woodland until you return to the village. If you come back in one piece and your creature hasn't torn you into pieces, or the bitter cold hasn't taken you, then we will welcome you with open arms and provide you with food, drinks, and provisions.
Before any of us could respond, Sigrid snapped her fingers, and then she and the other women disappeared into another cloud of smoke. For a moment, we all stood there, mildly stunned and freezing in the bitter cold. I knew everyone was shocked by the Shield Maiden's icy demeanor, and we were all cold, hungry, and exhausted. Now we had to ride all the way back to the village we just came from, and Satan knew how long that would take.
Bitch!
Akira finally grunted as she furiously rubbed her arms.
Just because we tamed them and bound ourselves to them doesn't mean we know how to fucking ride them. Does she want us to fail or something?
Calm down, Miss Akira.
Vanessa gently reminded the hot-tempered Wicca.
I'm sure we'll be able to figure it out. You've been through tougher situations than this.
Yeah, of course we can do it. Besides, haven't you read all about them, Fay? Briefly, As I said, they come from hell, but after being pulled from the frozen realm, I suspect they were placed here with only one purpose. To kill. They are one of the most deadly and vicious beings in all the realms, and they may trust us for now, but I have no doubt they'll be difficult to control, bond or no bond. Fuck. Aside from that little detail, we don't even know which way to go.
Come on. It can't be that difficult. We've ridden dragons before, and we've navigated through more treacherous territory than this. Professor, do you think it would be safe for us to use the Blood Star to find our way back to the village?
I believe so,
Vanessa said as she chewed her bottom lip.
Samara's presence hasn't been lurking over our heads for a while now, and I believe it is difficult for outsiders to spy on this realm. There's a reason it's remained a secret from Elder enemies for so long. It's, well, protected.
All right, I said before I rolled up my sleeves and cleared my throat. Here it goes.
Wait, then... I'll help you. You've already exerted a great amount of energy.
All right, I said before I slowly grabbed her hand. Even in the cold, I could feel a light film of sweat instantly coat her palm, and when I turned to look at her, her cheeks and neck were rosy. I knew her flushed complexion wasn't only from the cold, though, because her eyes were darting back and forth like she was flustered. Are you ready, Professor?
Yes.
She answered without looking at me. So we raised our joined hands together, pointed our wands to the sky, and shouted the incantation simultaneously.
Illustris modo ducturi!
Suddenly a shrill wind picked up and howled like a ravenous wolf before a dim red star hovered above our heads, and a smile broke across my face as I stared up at our unholy guide. See? I said as Vanessa snatched her hand away. Easy as goblin pie.
Now, let's get on the bears. I don't want to ride these things in the dark.
Yeah, she's right, I said when I glanced up at the red star plastered against a deepening silver and crimson sky. We need to haul ass.
Agreed,
Vanessa said, before she took another step closer toward her bear, which was a deep blackish brown.
Come on.
We all took several steps closer toward our bonded animals. And as I approached my massive black bear, he growled under his breath, but didn't bare his fangs or give me any kind of warning that he would attack. So I extended my hand, reached for his hide, and gently stroked his smooth fur. But as I grabbed a fistful of his skin to help me climb onto his back, he gently growled again. Easy. I'm not going to hurt you. All I want you to do is follow that star just above us. Do you see it? Not sure if you can, but if you do, nod your head. When I was steady on the black bear's back, I watched in fascination as the animal cocked his head up to look at the dim red star in the sky, and then lowered it back down as if to nod. I felt a surge of relief flow through my entire body, and when I turned to look at the others, each woman was on her own bear. I couldn't feel a single tinge of fear in the air as the women remained mounted on their creatures, but we still had to be wary, since Faye explained these creatures were fairly deadly animals.
What lovely beasts,
Vesta cooed as she petted her silver-white bear.
Yes, they are,
Faye agreed as she scratched behind her auburn-colored creature.
But we need to go.
Tell your bears to follow me, I suggested as my mount began to head in the star's direction. He can see the star.
Great, because I can't.
Marina sighed.
You'll be able to in time when your premonition skills are far more advanced.
Vanessa gently reminded the former siren.
Now, as Cole said, let's go.
The women quietly followed my new loyal companion and me as we quickly, but not frantically, wove through the frozen trees and back to the secret village. The air was growing colder and the sky was growing darker. But the star still remained high in the sky.
I think we're almost there.
I think those bitches wanted us to freeze to death.
Akira grunted as her dark gray bear trudged forward.
Try not to refer to them as bitches when we return, Miss Akira. We've passed their test, and now we must show them respect for the hospitality. Yes, Professor. I'll be sure to hold my tongue. That would be a first.
Morgana giggled, and Akira playfully stuck her tongue out in her direction. By the time we returned to the outskirts of the village, Revna was waiting by the wooden gate with a spear in her hand, and when she saw us, I could have sworn I saw a glint of relief pass across her silver-blue eyes.
You've made it. Well done.
Thank you, I said, before I swung my legs off the bear and landed on the snowy ground. Now that we've passed your little test, may we please go inside? It's freezing, and my women can barely
move. Your women?
She repeated with an arched eyebrow.
Not all of us are his,
Vanessa hissed as she climbed off her bear. It's something we can discuss inside, I said with more urgency in my voice.
Yes, of course,
Revna said as she shook her head and pushed the heavy wooden doors open.
We may be harsh, but we keep our word. Follow me.
We left our mounts near the gates and trailed after the beautiful wild Wicca to the longhouse. Now that the sun was setting, all the villagers were gathering inside the warm domain as well, and I couldn't help but notice all the curious glares being sent our way. When we stepped inside the oversized barn, the smell of spiced meat wafted through the air, and everyone seemed to be completing some kind of task. Several women were busy passing around jugs of what I could only guess was wine or ale, and others were already seated and enjoying the boar roasting on a pike over the small fire pit. Then I glanced at a corner near the banquet table and saw all the familiars digging into their own scraps. But when Alexander saw me, his eyes widened with relief.
Master, thank Satan you've returned!
He roared with delight in my head. Of course I'd come back. I winked. You can't get rid of me that easily, you know. When Sigrid saw us, she flashed us a warm smile before she descended from her throne and approached our group. Her eyes were filled with curiosity as she crept closer, and I knew now that she finally trusted us.
Well, well, well,
she purred as she studied each one of us.
You must have used a great deal of premonition magic to find your way back here. I'm sorry I had to put you through such a grueling task, but I had to be sure you were truly from Scholomance. Only Theodora could have taught you about the Blood Star, and whoever is your professor of soul magic, she must be exceptionally talented. Not many people can live to tame and ride an Ursa.
How did you know about the star? I asked with raised eyebrows.
I can sense any form of powerful magic when it's used within my realm,
Sigrid said, with the same knowing smile plastered across her face.
Now, would you care to take a seat? We have salted meat, stew, and plenty of ale. Then, once you've become comfortable, we can discuss what you're doing so far north. Thank you,
Vanessa answered on our behalf.
We truly appreciate it.
All the women took a seat, and I decided to wedge myself in between Vanessa and Revna. Vanessa immediately shifted uncomfortably when my shoulder pressed against hers. But she didn't say anything as I began to pile my wooden plate with pieces of smoked, salted meat. Sigrid sat in front of us on her giant wooden chair, while the other two women who resembled Revna sat on either side of her. We dug into our plates, but I couldn't help but feel the Shield Maiden's eyes on us as we enjoyed our meals and welcomed the feeling back into our toes and fingertips.
So,
Sigrid began, as a fiery red-headed woman began to pour ale into our wooden cups.
Tell me more about why you're here. I can't remember the last time someone crossed into our borders.
Before I answered, I looked at Vanessa to silently ask her permission to tell this woman about our secret mission. And when the professor nodded her head, I knew for sure we could trust this wild woman. We're trying to defeat an elder woman by the name of Samara. She's been threatening to destroy the Wicca race, and she plans to start with the destruction of Scholomance.
And, Yost, how do you plan on killing such a woman?
Sigrid questioned with raised eyebrows.
I've heard tales of this relentless Samara. Now, don't get me wrong, you passed our test, but I still have my doubts a group as young as yourselves could ever defeat an elder like Samara. Cole is the most powerful witch in existence,
Cersei said in a proud voice.
He helped bring me back from the dead, and he has already led several battles and won each of them. You'll never meet anyone as great as him. Satan,
Vanessa muttered under her breath before she took a sip of ale.
Do you not agree with her?
Sigrid asked, as she narrowed her bright eyes at Vanessa.
Sorry?
Vanessa replied as she wiped her lips.
You seem to hold some kind of anger toward this man,
Sigrid said as a gentle smile broke across her face.
It's as clear as Elven Mountain water flowing through the peaks. No.
The professor stuttered, and for once, she seemed to be at a loss for words.
I don't hate him, I just... I can't stand how the women fawn over him. I see.
Sigrid said, as she slowly nodded her head.
Well, returning to our former topic, just how do you plan on killing Samara?
We need to collect 3 holy artifacts. We've located 1, but now we need to find the other 2. We have no idea exactly where the other 2 are located, but what we do know is that we'll have to pass through the Galida Mountain Path to obtain the 2nd.
The Galida Mountain Path?
Sigrid echoed with wide, concerned eyes.
That's dangerous territory, you know. You should take a guide. I'll go.
Revna said before she turned to look at me.
No, you won't.
One of the women at Sigrid's side snapped.
It's far too dangerous. I want to.
Revna refuted in a stern voice.
I'm tired of repeating the same tasks every single day. This is by far the most exciting thing ever to happen here, and I refuse to pass up the opportunity.
I believe Revna would make the perfect guide.
Sigrid said as she smiled coyly at the ambitious witch.
She is strong, intelligent, and capable of great magic.
The 2 women at the Shield Maiden's side cast each other a concerned glance, and I could tell by their pursed lips and downturned eyes that they wanted to disagree. But since Sigrid was their leader, they had no choice but to obey her commands.
Yes, my lady.
They answered at the same time.
I can do this,
Revna said in a gentler tone as she stared at her sisters.
You must have faith in me. Satan will protect my every step, I know it.
We know you can do it.
The one with violet eyes responded.
Please, just be careful.
Of course I will. You know I'm one of the most capable witches here.
Agreed.
Sigrid nodded before she tilted her head back and took a hearty sip of ale.
Now, I suggest we finish this glorious meal and celebrate while we still can. Agreed?
Agreed.
Akira said as she raised her cup high in the air.
Cheers!
The women chuckled as Akira gulped down her ale in seconds. And after we enjoyed our salted meat, we watched as some of the women began to dance and cheer as they drank and laughed.
So,
Revna said as she turned to look at us.
I saw your wands. They're pretty fancy. Your school must be filled with riches.
I don't know about that.
Vanessa chuckled as she looked around.
But yes, I'd say we're pretty well off. We're one of the most prestigious schools in all the realms.
And the classes are invigorating, structured, and hands-on.
Morgana sighed in a dreamlike voice.
Satan, I do miss it. Why don't your people send young women off to schools like other wickers?
Marina asked with an arched purple eyebrow.
Do you not believe in academic structure? It's not that we don't believe in structure. It's just not our tradition to send witches off into the world. For one, we like to remain as secret as possible. And two, it's our tradition to pass off raw magic from mother to daughter and sister to sister.
Oh, well, that makes sense, I suppose.
Marina said before she continued with her drink.
Do you have a wand?
Beatrix asked as she cocked her head to the side.
I didn't see one on you earlier. I do.
Revna said, before she turned around and pulled out a simple, stick-like wand from the inside of her furs.
It's not much, but it can enact powerful spells. And clearly you know how to wield several weapons.
Akira said, as she studied the axe hanging by her side.
It's pretty impressive. Thanks. We have to train every day, both with magic and weapons. Living out here is no easy task, and we want to make sure every witch is skilled in both areas. Anyway, would anyone like to join the dance? It will keep us warmer, and it's pretty fun.
My women giggled as they turned to look at the circle of dancing women around the small fire pit, with their hands all joined together as they bounced up and down and drunkenly laughed with one another. Drums were beating on their own in one corner of the room, and even the familiars were watching the women with wide, curious eyes.
I would.
Vesta said before she set her glass down and jumped up.
Who else would like to join me?
The others laughed before they leapt from the bench and joined the green-haired witch. I smiled as I clapped along to the music, and the women continued to move their bodies to the beat of the drums. When I turned to look at Vanessa, though, her gaze was cold and fixated on the flames and not on the women. Professor, I said before I placed a hand on her shoulder. Are you all right? Why don't you join the others?
I'd never be caught dead taking part in some wild dance.
Vanessa growled without meeting my eyes.
Besides, I'm not in the mood to partake in anything, but thank you for your concern.
All right, I said as I retracted my hand and raised them both in the air in defense. It was just a question. As she continued to stare at the fire, her loyal familiar slowly walked up to her and licked her hands, and Vanessa couldn't help but break into a smile as Isabel nudged and whined for more attention.
What a place, Cole!
Alexander said before he flew down and perched himself on my shoulder.
Great food, lively music, and hot women? Huh, we should stay here forever.
I know, but we have a mission to complete, remember?
Yeah, I know. A familiar can dream, though, right?
I laughed, but when I stood up to join the others, there was an explosive sound at the doors. Everyone stopped what they were doing. The music died, and despite all the drinking that had taken place, the women swiftly and expertly pulled out their weapons and aimed at the doors. My own coven also whipped out their wands, and both Vanessa and I rose to our feet as we pulled out our weapons and turned to the trembling doors.
What the hell is that?
Sigrid growled before she rushed to my side with her weapon drawn.
Some kind of beast. No.
The woman from my dreams echoed in my head.
Elder Scouts, they found you, Cole.
It's an army of elders.
How do you know that?
Sigrid started, but then the doors burst open and wooden shards went flying everywhere. Shrill war cries filled the air as the wild women charged at the horn-headed elders, who looked exactly like the random scout I'd killed in the woods. Shit.